A West Virginia-owned utility company admits to overcharging its customers over $1.5 million. It appears that Black Diamond Power wants its customers in Wyoming, Clay, Kanawha, and Raleigh counties to gift the company a portion of the charges. According to a request filed by attorneys at law Hannah and Hannah PLLC back in August, Black Diamond Power admits to overcharging customers close to $1.7 million over a five-year period. The document indicates that the company serves about 4,300 customers, so that's about $385 per customer. The company proposes to refund about $500,000 to customers over a five-year period, which would come through a rate reduction. But Black Diamond Power wants to treat the remaining money, close to $1.2 million, as a customer contribution. It appears that the staff of the Public Service Commission filed recommendations on October 1st. In that document, the staff of PSC recommends about $900,000 be recorded as a customer contribution and a reduction of rate base. Black Diamond Power purchases all of its power from American Electric Power. The business serves as the electric company in parts of Clay, Kanawha, Raleigh, and Wyoming counties, with business offices in Sophia, Clay, and Mullins. While the Register Herald is reporting that Black Diamond Power customers will see a reduction of 1.21 cents per kilowatt hours, Susan Small with the Public Service Commission says transcripts from a hearing on this case held on October 22nd were not available. Small also told us that no other details were available since it was an open case. President of Black Diamond Power, David Musser, was not available for comment but told the Register Herald that rate reduction was made possible by way of American Electric Power reducing its charges to Black Diamond, which was in turn able to give customers a lower rate. Attorneys representing the company Hannah and Hannah LLC did not immediately return our request for comment. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Mullins.